Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Sue. Happy Monday to you, and it's Labor Day. And this is Sue of Conscious Wellbeing for You on Blog Talk Radio on Monday afternoon. And I was hoping to have for you today a lovely woman by the name of Heidi Herman. She is a seaweed harvester and can teach us about seaweed and harvesting and how to harvest sustainably along the beautiful coast of Sonoma County, California. Unfortunately, I think she was unable to call in this time around. I'll try and have her on for you again another time. She said that this might be an issue. She said she really wasn't sure she'd have time. So anyway, today I want to just simply offer you what I've been offering. I want to repeat the offer. What I've been offering is a quick starter package for the first caller in and a free reading. Free readings you can have on the air anytime, or you can call me at area code 707-762-3578 if you'd like a private reading. Number 707-762-3578. First reading is always free. And if you'd rather call in and win a whole quick starter package for free just by being the first person to call in, you may do that. That number is 929-477-3282. That's 929-477-3282. And you may ask me a question on the air, and I will try and help you out with that, with a little extra psychic, little extra guidance from your ancestors or mine or our guides. Can't always tell you who's talking to me, but I do get a little extra help. And also, if you're the second caller in, you'll receive that same quick starter health coaching package at half the price. It's a psychically assisted health coaching package with hypno-transformative massage in 15-minute sessions. If you want to look at my Joyful Wellness page, it's joyfulwellness.org, and you can see exactly what is included in that quick starter package. And I can do my coaching by phone and my psychic readings by phone. So now you've heard all about my offers. I want to let you know who will be on with me next time, next Monday at 3 p.m. Give me a second to double-check my information here. Next time, we are looking at hearing from Sabine Light, who is a feng shui expert. That will be loads of fun. I've always wanted to learn a little bit about feng shui. I don't really know much about what it really means. I understand that it can mean, one of the things it can mean is moving your furniture around into your house so that it's in really ultimately helpful places, and so that the flow of air is not obstructed, and more esoterically, the flow of your luck will not be obstructed. And that's about all I really know about it. So it's great that we're going to have an expert on to tell us more about what it can really mean and what it can really do for you. Because I know that, you know, it can make moving a piece of furniture around or to a different angle can make that your house just feel less cluttered. And for me, it's a lot easier to think when my house is feeling a little less cluttered. And on that note, I'm noticing, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm noticing that I have a lot of clutter in my office right now. And it's a little hard for me to think right now. My desk is kind of a mess, and I've got laundry over by the door keeping the dogs out, and just this, that, and the other makes it hard to dust anything or make the bed. I have to step around things. And probably a lot of us have a room or two in the house that kind of feel the same way. And what I never do is I almost never clean a whole room at once, or at least not by myself. What I like to do is I like to break a room up into quadrants, or, you know, or even smaller pieces. Like today, maybe I'll do just my desk. Maybe I'll clean off all the papers just from the top of my desk, and that'll be it. And then I'll be able to wipe down my desk. And maybe tomorrow I'll reorganize the bookcase that's next to my desk. Or maybe I'll do that in a few days or next week. Anyway, that's what seems to work well for me. I've also heard of people setting timers, which seems to work well for some other people. And I've heard of some other methods or techniques. Let me know, would you, what techniques you like to use for getting your house clean. I like to turn on music and do a quadrant at a time of my little office room up here. And so I find this whole idea of cleaning and organizing and all different ways of getting it done to be kind of interesting to play with in my mind, bounce these ideas off people. So if you want to call in and give me an idea on that or your take on it, that would be great too. And other than that, I'll give everyone a few minutes to call in and win a quick starter package, one of my psychically assisted health coaching packages. So if you're the first one to call in to 929-477-3282, you can win that quick starter package for free. If you're the second caller in, you can win that at half price. Half price would be $90. And I can do most of my coaching over the phone. And if you live close, we can work out your 15-minute hypno-transformative massage sessions. And let's see. What else do I want to tell you? I think I told you all about that already, everything you really need to know. Everything else is on my website, joyfulwellness.org. That's joyfulwellness.org. And you're listening today to Conscious Wellbeing for You on Labor Day. I hope you're having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And we should all take a moment to remember and honor the people that, you know, brought this idea to the fore that you know, we should honor our workforce, because, yes, everybody works very hard, and you should honor yourselves for that. We should also honor the people that maybe did their work not quite as willingly as the rest of us. They were sort of forced into it, or, you know, taken as slaves, or their land was taken, and they were, you know, forced to do types of work that, you know, they didn't want to do, or that they weren't trained for. Native Americans were forced onto reservations, and maybe there were only certain types of work available to them. And Irish people were not perhaps given the nod on the job for certain positions as quickly and easily as some, quote, close quote, true Americans might be way back when. So, yeah, work is hard. Also, getting work is hard. Simply getting work, or getting the work you want, or getting work that pays you what you need in order to survive. And that's still a really big thing. And also, the equity in pay for your work is still a really big thing right now. So we also need to honor the people who are not being paid as much as other people for doing the same work and the same hours of work. So honor yourselves for working hard, and take today off, take a little break, not only because you need it, but because you deserve it also. You are very deserving. And while you're honoring your own need for a little break that you very well deserve, please also remember the people who came before you and deserved a break and may or may not have got it. Probably got just the opposite, in fact. And this is why we have a day called Labor Day. It was kind of all about the labor unions that were finally developed to protest really vile work conditions, which have unfortunately not become quite the thing of the past that we wish they had. So we need to continue to be unions that protest bad labor conditions, and we need to continue to be unions that help to be the change and create better working conditions for everybody and more equitable pay for everybody and more equal rights to the same sorts of work for everybody. Because there are some people who get the nod over other people for pretty much no reason, for pretty senseless reasons. And then we need to look at ourselves and look at all the reasons, all the senseless reasoning that's behind these situations where there is some lack of equitable pay or some lack of looking at you and seeing, you know, instead of seeing your skin color, instead of seeing, excuse me, your skill, they see your skin color, or they see a disability when they look at you instead of an ability or a skill. We need to really look deeply within ourselves for that, and we need to take today to do it. We need to make a special point of doing it today, because that's really what today is about, being called Labor Day. And so I know I've touched on a lot of topics here. I've touched on my work, and I've touched on clutter, and I've touched on work in general. And I think the one topic that probably didn't fit in was clutter, but sometimes my brain does that. I'm not sure how I went from my work and Labor Day to clutter, but I think I can make it fit in by mentioning that some people are professional organizers, and I could certainly use one, and maybe you could too. And if you have one to share with me, that would be great, or I'll help you find one. Maybe a trade of services would be a good thing. Maybe we all want to look at trading services and shopping locally a little more as well, if we're thinking about labor and labor unions and the people who came before us and how they had to fight so hard for their right to work liberties and work equities. Maybe we want to look at trading services instead of paying somebody outside our city or outside our state or outside our country for something that we could get here, and even for something that we could get in trade for something that we do or something that we have, so that we're not paying into the great impersonal system of government that, you know, sometimes it's helpful to us and sometimes it's not. Sometimes our government is looking out for us and sometimes it's not. And right now it's sort of more looking out for itself rather than for us. Congress has given themselves pay raises and paid vacations, and they've then gone on to not actually do their jobs once they're supposed to be back on the job. They're not looking at the president's nominations for Scalia's place on the bench. So please bring yourselves up to date on that when you go back to work, and realize that they're raising their own wages instead of, you know, working on the situation surrounding a living wage for all the rest of us. And they're not actually doing the job that we have did them to do in during that time. And then when you do get back to work, consider that we need to move on and vote very soon. And vote your heart and vote for somebody that's going to work for you, that you're sure has your best interest in mind. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I'm just going to say use your own best judgment, and I'll use mine. I don't tell people how to vote. I'm very, very strongly opinionated myself, but I know everybody is, and you're entitled to your own strong opinion on the matter. Please be sure and vote. Your vote actually counts. Believe it or not, it counts. It matters. And if you don't vote, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have a right to complain if you don't get what you want later. And so maybe once we vote, things will get a little bit better. Maybe the living wage will go up a little bit. Maybe everything will get a little better all around. I really believe that, and I need to believe it, and I want to believe it. Sort of like the truth is out there thing from the X-Files. The truth is out there. My faith says that things will get better. It's the same sort of thing. I'm trying to draw a weak analogy here. So with a little less than 15 minutes left in the show, I will probably let you all go with the thought that next week we're going to hear from, who did I say? Excuse me while I look again. We're going to hear from Sabine Light on Feng Shui, and I hope that you will enjoy that and the rest of your Labor Day week, and I will catch you again at 3 o'clock next Monday. And the call-in number, if you'd like to call in, you know, next week, still the same number, 929-477-3282. If you'd like a private reading and maybe some psychically assisted health coaching with hypnotransformative massage, that number is area code 707-762. Oh, I have a caller in. Give me 1 minute, folks. Good afternoon, caller. Happy Labor Day. How may I help you today?
Hi there. Yeah, I spoke with Sue Hirsch, and she said I should call in today. I'm the seaweed collector.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks so much for calling in, Heidi. We have about 10 minutes left. Can you tell us why is it important to harvest the ocean, and how is it that we are harvesting sustainably when we harvest seaweed?
How do I harvest? I harvest all by hand. I do a little bit of a hike down the bluff and then the cliff down to the water. I have clippers, and when I arrive at the beach, I don't have an expectation, so there's this kind of the what's abundant at this beach, and there's a few other workers with me, and we kind of assess what's in good population there, and then we'll this year the nori and kombu were in just really abundant, and so that's what we harvested the most of, and we harvest all by hand with shears, and then put it each blade, and then we put it in a bag and bring that back to the ranch to process.
Oh, fantastic. Now, how is it more sustainable to harvest seaweed than it is to simply harvest the land?
The seaweeds are perennials, and so the majority of them are perennial, and they'll grow back. It takes seeing believing, and so when I did some cuts in, like, May, I went back in June, they'd already grown about 6-8 inches of just from that same blade, and so that kind of assured me that they can, that capacity to regenerate is really swift, and they can still send out spores on these same leaves, and so they have that capacity to regrow and to still send spores in the fall.
Can you tell us a little bit about the mineral and protein content of seaweed?
I don't have the exact statistics, but they're really high in a lot of the periodic table minerals, niacin, thiamin, and those type of vitamins as well. But elemental, really high in iodine is the primary, calcium. They are more dense in protein per weight than beef. But please look all this up. And so it's a real solid plant-based protein. It's not a true plant, it's an algae. But kind of a vegan source of protein.
Wow, fantastic.
It was actually my initial draw to it. Not only is it fun and it's a local food source here, but I was a macrobiotic and whatever vegan at the time, and so that was a real appealing food source that was fun to collect and a chance to collect with our whole ocean ecosystem and to do more exploring.
And you take tour groups out to harvest seaweed, do you not?
I do. I work through another agency called Forage SF, that I think they put a $90 price tag on that, and we meet out at the Shell Beach or one of the beaches here on the Sonoma coast, and so it's a county up north of San Francisco, and so we meet usually the low tides are at 5 or 6, or if a lucky late one is at 7 a.m., so it's meeting really early. I have gone out with headlights before, but we meet there and then we'll review how to harvest and come as we move with the tide as it's coming in. We identify the next variety. So the furthest one out will be kombu, and so we'll identify that and kind of discuss that one specifically, and then move in to the nori and the bladder wreck that are a little further up in the tidal zone.
So I heard that there's sort of a general rule of thumb: if it's green or red or brown, it's good to eat.
Yes,
is that
true? So anything that we would call seaweed out there is edible. It's not dangerous at all, in the sense like that the mushroom foraging would be. So give it a try when you're out there. Ideally, have someone teach you how to harvest in a sustainable way. But if you just want to try some things out there, go for it. It's some might be a little more bitter. Some might have a real tough kind of leathery texture, but it's all edible.
Super, super. I've heard that some are really good for washing yourself. But before we go too much further and run out of time, I'd really like to have you tell people how they can contact you online.
Sure. Yeah, I run a Strong Arm Farm. It's a land agriculture farm and cut flower and medicinal herbs and seaweed. So we have a website, strongarmfarm.com, and I don't sell the seaweed online, but I distribute around the Bay Area, the San Francisco region, the East Bay, and in a few counties north. So that's my distribution and products. I also have a Gamazio product. And at different fairs, I sell it this week is actually the Heirloom Expo up here in Santa Rosa. So I have a booth there.
When is the Heirloom Expo?
It starts tomorrow. Yeah, so there's actually setting up happening all today, and then the September 6th, 7th, and 8th of this 2016. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Strangely, it's only midweek. It's a huge event with hundreds of speakers.
And that's in Santa Rosa, so people can look up Heirloom Festival Santa Rosa, and they should find it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Super, super. So when you get there, folks, look that up, and when you get there, go find Heidi Herman. She owns Strong Arm Farms, Strong Arm, like when you make a muscle in your arm, Strong Arm Farms, and she sustainably harvests seaweed, and it's very, very good for you. So eat your seaweed. Your parents used to tell you, eat your spinach, now eat your seaweed. So if you could give us one message in a nutshell to take away from this show today, Heidi, what would that one message in a nutshell be?
About seaweed. This makes the other foods that you cook really nutrient dense. It just adds a really rich umami flavor and provides a ton of minerals. It's a one a day mineral set. I eat it every day. It's easy, and it's fun to collect yourself. So I hope some people find their way out to the ocean and take a class. It's affordable. It's a local protein food source that's super sustainable.
And, you know, what was funny was what made me laugh was the one you called Turkish washcloth.
Oh, yeah.
And 'cause we wash our skin with that, and it sort of puts minerals into the skin.
Yeah, it's a Turkish towel. It's a, it's, it is edible, but it has a really rough texture to it. It's kind of like a super, like a coarse grit sandpaper in a sense, especially when it dries. But when it's moistened in the shower, it gets soft and it still has a light kind of exfoliating capacity on your skin. And so, yeah, it's a nice way to have dermal absorption of those minerals.
Nice. Now, folks, I learned all these little tidbits from Heidi at Fort Ross when she was teaching a class there, and we did go down on one of those little tours where she showed us how to sustainably harvest the seaweed off the rocks a little bit, and it was just delicious, even just fresh off the rocks right there. You don't have to cook it. So if you want raw food, go get it. I highly recommend seaweed as a raw food. And go talk to Heidi Herman for more information. Heidi, do you have a phone number that you might want them to call if they have questions for you?
Oh, I'll provide an email. Then I can perhaps send some links and other information that way.
Sure.
It's strongarmfarm@gmail. And they're all. It's not a plural farm. It's just one. So strongarmfarm@gmail.com. Happy to be in touch with them. With further questions.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being on the air with me today, Heidi. I really, really super appreciate it. And I'm gonna let you say goodbye to our listeners now.
Okay, farewell. Thanks. Enjoy your seaweed.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Heidi. Bye-bye. Hey folks, this is coming down to our last 2 minutes of this show on today, which is Monday, Labor Day. The show is Conscious Wellbeing for You, and I am so glad you were here with me today on this Labor Day Monday, and I hope that you're having a real good time listening to my show. I hope that you're all healthy and happy, because I preach happiness as a road to wellness, because it is so integral to your wellness. So get a coaching session from me. I have to highly recommend my own coaching sessions because they're fun, because fun is life. Fun is the spice of life. And you should always, always, always have fun, and then you will always be healthy and you'll be adding years to your life. That's been proven by scientific research. And my phone number here at home, if you'd like a coaching session, is area code 707-762-3578. That's 707-762-3578. I screen my call, so please leave me your name and phone number twice clearly, and a good time and day to reach you when I call you back. Okay, I will talk to you next Monday. I'll let you all go now. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye-bye.